Brian Finn has your business news.
Áine, thank you. Three non-governmental organisations are filing a lawsuit at a Paris court this morning against the French bank BNP Paribas, accusing it of being France's most polluting bank. It's the first known climate lawsuit against a commercial bank. One of the NGOs involved is Oxfam. The CEO of Oxfam Ireland is Jim Clarkin. What's the case against BNP Paribas, Jim, and why is this action being taken?
Well, we're fortunate that in France they have a new law called the Duty of Vigilance, which requires French multinational companies, including banks, to take measures to identify and prevent a risk of serious human rights and environmental violations caused by their own activities or those of their subsidiaries. And we know that BNP Paribas is the largest polluter. It has a larger carbon footprint than the entirety of the country of France. And it's the Europe's leading financier and the fifth largest financier of fossil fuel companies. So what we're saying is this is completely in contravention of the Paris Agreement, and we need to stop financial institutions from investing and bankrolling climate destruction and to be held accountable like everybody else.
This is
the first such case in the world, and we believe that it is a really important landmark moment.
It's not the only bank that finances fossil fuel companies. Is BNP perhaps a victim of the fact that it's French-based and, as you said, the French legal system allows for this kind of case to be taken?
Well, it is. I mean, you're right. There are $4.5 trillion of money has gone to the extractives industry over the last few years, and this needs to change. But what we are seeing is that while this is happening in France, in parallel, there is the European Union Corporate Social Sustainability Due Diligence Directive is being debated right now in the European Parliament. So we're looking for a very strong Irish support for having a business and human rights law similar to the French laws that have been allowed us to take this case. So this requires strong, robust directive from the EU. So we need Ireland to support that, and that is working its way through the European Parliament at the moment. And when that comes through there, we need to make sure that the directive is transposed into Irish law. There's a real opportunity here to hold companies and financial institutions to account. We know that ultimately money flows are so vital to making change happen. And what we're trying to do here is move money flows away from fossil fuels and into renewables. We believe that, as Oxfam, that this is a game changer in the fight against climate catastrophe. And finally, a good news story in the fight against climate change.
As you said, it's the first case of its kind. So are there potential sanctions here if the court does come down on the side of the NGOs?
Indeed, there are, and I mean this French vigilance law is a really important one. And as I say, the European law will be something similar. So, companies across Europe will be held to account for not just their climate impact, but their wider human rights impact. And this is the human rights impact of their entire supply chain. So, if these laws are enacted fully, and if we are able to use them in the way that we need to, we can really change the direction of companies in a very positive way. And companies don't need to be afraid of this, because many companies are already performing in a way that doesn't negatively impact human rights and the climate. And in fact, this will provide an even playing pitch for all companies. So those that aren't will now be held to a higher standard than they have been before, to make sure that they're behaving in a way that's providing, you know, a safe environment
the bank
and human rights for everybody.
The bank issued a statement last month saying it would accelerate the transition to a low carbon economy, cutting oil and gas exposure, and particularly gas exposure. But it can't do it in one move, and banks lend money and make a profit for shareholders. So just very briefly, you mentioned the European moves being made. Is this something maybe that needs to be more global, like at the OECD level?
100%. And we see the French are ahead of everybody else. The European Union has been dragging itself a bit on this, but it's starting to move quickly now. It has to be a global sanction, 100%. But at least we need to see Europe play a leadership role. If you think that so much of global investment comes through the EU in the first place, and the US obviously, and then China and so on. So look, we start here, and this continues on. But we believe, as Oxfam, if we can change the direction of money, we can change everything.
Jim Clarkin of Oxfam Ireland, thank you very much.